Yo, so
Oh
you know
shit.
what it is? It's the janitor. I'm out here. I really don't give a fuck about what none of you punk bitches talk about or what you say. But you know, I'm just trying to welcome you back to another podcast. I don't really have a topic today. We don't really give a fuck, but everybody give a warm welcome to the Overgrown Peach. Overgrown Peach, introduce yourself to the cast.
What's up, guys? I'm the Overgrown Peach, aka, or not aka, my name is actually Alex, aka the Overgrown Peach, and I'll be here on this podcast with my homie, the janitor, on Anchor.
What it is.
We about to talk about whatever we want to talk about, so listen in.
Facts. So what's up, brother? How was your day today?
I don't know, it's all right. You know, did a few things, you know, some timely things, cleaned up the room, you know, made myself feel better, take a shower, make some nice food, talk to the family, and go on my day, you know. What about you?
Shit, honestly. In all reality, bro, I drank all day.
That ass is, man, just straight up.
How did that card project go for you today, bro?
Well, honestly, it went pretty well. It didn't go as planned. Didn't get to where we wanted to be, but we got one step closer, which is really what matters at the end of the day because we got all the time in the world. So, you know, you got to push, keep going. You just can't stop, you know, no matter what roadblock you run into. We just got to find a way around it. And, you know, not everything's going to work how you want it, but we got it. We got it running. The car's running. It sounds not happy, but it will be happy soon.
Tell everybody what happened to your vehicle and why it's out of commission lately.
Oh, yeah. So I have a 08 Volkswagen R32.
What?
One out of 1,000 in the U.S. And I don't know. Honestly, I think just we might have run over a nail or something. We popped it.
Right.
Popped the tires. Went flat. And I got to wait on some tires coming from Taiwan. So it's going to be a minute with all this COVID-19 stuff going on. In this year 2020 we live in. What a great year, right?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Lovely year. But I just got to wait for the tires to come in. Then I'll be back on the road. And honestly, I was thinking, for future reference for these podcasts, we do an on-the-road, like, car karaoke type thing where we drive around.
Down.
We drive around. We podcast everywhere we go. You know, talk about the things we're seeing, talk about the things we're feeling, but on the road.
Great idea.
That's what I'm saying.
Great idea, bro.
But
honestly,
we'll take it up on our level.
Yeah, hell
yeah. Do something
people aren't doing. My recent podcasts have been about, like, you know, to me, in my opinion, about bullshit.
Yeah, of course. And that's what they're going to be. Sometimes they're going to be about the bullshit because that's what, you know, people want to hear, the bullshit.
Right.
But there's a fine line between bullshit and the real shit.
Right. That's a fact. A fact. So is this your first ever podcast that you're doing, or have you done?
This will be my first ever joined. This will be my first ever joined podcast. My first podcast was actually at the telly. The second night we did a podcast. Me and Jason did a podcast when we were all sitting down and listening to Chris rap.
Chris,
the one that got the hotel.
Oh, yeah, your boy. Your boy over in Pleasanton, Walnut Creek area?
Yeah.
Right. Word on. Did you guys fucking end up posting it or not?
Oh, yeah, I posted it. It's actually on my profile.
Shout it out, bro. Shout it out. What's happening? Where can we listen to it at?
It's if you go on anchor.fm/peachytpie, you can find me. It's called Telly Rappin'. It's a picture of me and my brother Jason laying on a carpet blacked out. Actually, the man, Jose, the janitor, took that photo for us. And honestly, it sits well. It sits well with the podcast cover photo. I think that's a great photo.
Honestly, I love that picture. I ain't gonna lie.
It looks like we're sitting in our deathbed. Like, it just looks like we're just laying down in the coffin, honestly.
This fucking guy, dude. Honestly, you guys look like you're sitting in your deathbed, bro. I'm not going to mention whose name of house that we were at, but fucking me and old boy walked up and we're like, dude, are these niggas breathing? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. And so I put my finger in front of you guys' fucking nose and you guys were like, and I was like, yep, they're alive. And old boy was totally like, alive. So we turned off the light and we dipped.
Man, how long were we out?
All night. I'm not going to say, okay, so it's about 12:43 a.m. in Texas. It's about 10:43 a.m. over in Cali. But I'm not going to name the person, but right on. I love my nigga, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
Right on.
Yeah, about that, I heard something about how I woke up and got a glass of water by that person, but I don't remember that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was very awkward. And anyways, situation played out to the point where we were like, let's take a picture. I love capturing moments. I took a picture of old boy and honestly, you and what should we call
me and Jason?
Yeah. You and Goosey number two, you know what I'm saying? Fucking
Goosey number two, there you go.
It was lit. I just know you guys had the greatest night. You know what I'm saying? I did too.
That was the first night you were out there, huh?
Yeah. Second.
Second night, okay.
No. Yeah.
I was gonna say that was the first night. Yeah, that was the first night because that was the first night you and I came forth to each other, and actually legitimately met each other.
Well, no, because we actually my hotel before I moved.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
To Texas, and you remember that skinny girl that you were with, and I was like, "Isn't that your bitch?" And you were like,
"Nah, yeah, you know, bitch is a great word for that because." That's exactly what she was. Nothing more than a bitch.
She was your girl for the night.
For the night, aka bitch. Yeah. I don't disrespect women. I just don't like the weird ones.
Yeah, for sure.
No, that was a lit night. I remember. That was a good night. I remember that. I had to have her drive me home because I was so turned.
And honestly, I remember
that. I don't let people drive my car like that. Like I don't let people drive my car. Drunk. Yeah, dude.
I remember Joshua for sure. RIP Joshua. We were for sure getting you drunk, bro, because you were sitting on the couch next to my lamp, my bed area, and you know, no homo, but you had like obviously no homo. All equality, hashtag fucking feminism, hashtag fucking equal rights, fat fucking hashtag fucking Black Lives Matter, all of that. But anyways, fucking
you were man sitting, said hashtag, man. Hashtag. Get on the hashtag, you know what's up? The yes, janitor yes, podcast so got you with you the hashtag.
We support it all. Yeah, you know, of course. We support all the movements. We don't give a fuck. But anyways, you were hella sitting next to my bed and whatever thing was hella like slumped, and we were all just chilling, and I was like, bruh, shot.
Yeah,
shot,
bro, this shot, man, shot. This man was telling me for like an hour the greatest story about how he switched from going drinking and going crazy to just chill sipping on wine. Was sitting here popping the bottle, like looking at it like my parents do every time they come home from Napa.
Oh my goodness.
You had the bottle in your hand, you're reading it out loud, like cradling it like a baby. You undid that cap with the corkscrew and you took a nice little sip of that and then you chugged the whole bottle.
What an alcoholic. What a piece of shit.
What a piece of shit. No, honestly, I was hella mad. Shit. I was hella mad that night after the fact because I didn't want to leave. But this, remember, really? Remember she was the one who told me. She was like, okay, we need to go. Yeah, she was like,
yeah.
You know, to this day, I still never understood why that chick doesn't understand why I can't hang out with her because she's annoying.
That, do you remember that same night? He was like, don't go, don't go. And I was like, nigga, I'm gone.
Yeah, you were like, I'm going. And he was like, come live with me.
Yeah.
He was like, it's good. Like, yeah. He was sitting there. You guys, he was damn near sitting out of his chair. He maybe had no more than 2 inches of his ass hanging on the chair, while you that had no more than 5 inches of your leg hanging on the bed.
Yeah.
Talking to each other while we were taking dabs. And
damn, bro. We love Joshua. That ain't a goddamn lie. Long live Joshua, you know what I'm saying?
Long live Joshua. That's where we're going to leave it at. Honestly, there doesn't need to be any more words about it, because if there's any more words about it, that means you're doubting yourself. You're doubting the fact that he was a great guy and his legend will live on.
Facts.
Don't even think about it. You just have to say it. At the end of the day, long live Joshua. Period. End of sentence. There is no more discussion.
Facts. I respect that, brother. Fucking so whatever happened to old girl? I remember she was wearing short shirts or short shorts and a yellow jacket.
Oh yeah, she
whatever happened to her, you cut her off?
No, I didn't cut her off. I made it clear like well before that we were just homies. And she didn't like the idea. She didn't like the idea. Obviously, you know, all love to her for being a friend, a female friend, when I only have 2 female friends personally. She is considered a friend.
What it is to all you thirsty-ass bitches out here, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You boy. Alex,
don't hop in my line PG. Unless you want to be friends with me.
Oh, my mother. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my mother.
So, I don't know. You know, I told her it's, you know, We're friends, and she didn't like it. So you know, she destroyed that bridge.
Broke the G code.
Yeah. Period.
Facts.
I didn't engage. I didn't instigate. I didn't lead her on. You know, I was respectful about it, but she did not like it. So all respect to her. She wanted to make her decision, but if you don't want to be friends with me because of something so childish and so dumb, that's all on you, and that's how we're going to have to leave it.
We're not going to say names, but what city is she from?
Oh, Walnut Creek.
Ah, correct. Okay,
you see where the mindset.
So weird.
Yeah, the mindset comes from those weird Walnut Creek. They're like an alien species, to be honest.
Right. Just like Goosey number 2.
No, I'm fucking alien head ass.
My nigga Goosey number 2, he's the shit, you know what I'm saying? Shout out.
The boy. Rampant yeah, Joker. Man. Rampant Joker. That's his anchor. I believe that's his podcast.
Rampant Joker. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rampant Joker out here. But no. Whoa. Too soon. Not fuck Goosey number 2. Because Goosey, long live Goosey, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, hell yeah, Rampant Joker.
Rampant, yeah, that's his name. Rampant Joker. Don't know where he got it. Rampant, like R-A-M-P-A-N-T. Rampant. I don't know. Okay.
Is it all one word? Is there an underscore? Like,
No, it's all one word. But instead of an O, it's a 0. And instead of an E, or instead of an E at the end, it's a 3, right. So it's Joker with an 0 and a 3.
Okay, you guys heard it here first, folks. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, you know what it is. We all out here. We all love each other, so. But anyways, though, this Texas life, though, brother, fucking, oh, goddamn.
Yeah, man, how are you holding up? How are you holding up with all the weather? I know that Texas got a crazy forecast day to day.
Currently, it's 12:51. Let me actually look on the app about what's going on around me now. There is 6 active tornado warnings.
Wow.
Okay. Actually updating 0. 0. Okay, that was a couple hours ago. Zero active severe tornado warnings. So we're straight. We're straight. There is tornadoes, Oklahoma, Missouri, Louisiana. Let's see. One in Houston, but it's not going to hit us, so I'm not worried about it. New Mexico. Wow. Phoenix, Arizona, Utah, and Colorado. So, oh, and two in Nebraska, and one in South Dakota. So, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where my listeners are from, but hopefully they're nowhere around those areas. Shout out to France. Shout out to specifically all of America. Shout out to fucking anywhere that's moving with the Black Lives Matters movement, just because right now, 2020, I want to say, is canceled.
2020 has been canceled.
Oh, yeah, for a fact. For a fact. Ever since Kobe died, you know what I'm saying? RIP Kobe, RIP his daughter, RIP everybody who died in that helicopter with him and his daughter, unfortunately.
Yeah. Sad story.
So, honestly, though, the shit here is very intimidating, very scary. There's no fucking bees here. I'll tell you that off the rip. There's wasps. There's hornets. There's bumblebees. There's fucking yellow jackets. Everything else deadly besides regular-ass California-ass bees. Yeah. You right. know what I'm saying?
All the worst things. I've gotten
so used to... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've gotten so used to fucking... flies and fruit flies out here, they're inevitable. I should not. No, you can't. Like, I'm outside smoking a cigarette, and you cannot not have them land on you and you not trip off them. You know what I mean? Like,
they bug you like gnats. Yeah, they bug you. They're persistent.
Yeah.
They smell something they like, and they're going to go at it.
No offense, but like, I'm a fucking third world country child. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about how many of them are on me, how often they land on me. I just let them do their thing because I know they're harmless type shit. But they're so often out here, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And I remember you mentioned something the other day when we were talking on FaceTime about how they can repopulate in, you know, a day up to 2,000. Yeah.
Yes, bro. So,
which is crazy.
horse flies, they live for about 4 to 8 days, 4 to 10 days, and they repopulate pretty much like within hours type shit. And I seen the maximum of a, like, I don't know. Hey, hold on.
It's all good.
Yo, so you know what it is. It's the janitor and the overgrown peach. Yeah, I'm saying we had to take a quick smoke break, but you know what it is. We still back at it again because, you know, we don't give a fuck. So, anyways... I forgot what we were talking about, but who gives a fuck?
Honestly, anyways, I don't think it matters what we were talking about. You want to know why?
I really don't. What you been up to, bro?
You know, honestly, right now, I'm got some steak I'm cooking onto the pan, eggs and steak and eggs.
I'm making some steak and eggs. I'm about to jack my dick off right now.
I'm about to tell all the girls, if they want a professional chef making dinner for them every night, hit me up. Where you can find me, anchor.fm / PGT pie. Hit me on Anchor, bro.
Overgrown peach on my mother.
Yeah, come follow me. I'll make you dinner.
Facts. I'm about to keep drinking.
Oh, yeah. What are you sipping on? That vodka?
I'm sipping on some, fucking Absolut vodka, but it's the special edition. It literally says Absolut County of Sweden. Holy shit. Holy shit. Swedish. Honestly, I ain't even finna lie. I've been stealing alcohol from my auntie out here in Texas.
Damn.
And last night, I was sipping on some... My fault. Some Saint Perrier Smirnoff.
Saint Perrier.
There you go. Oh,
there you go. Because I've heard that name before in my household.
Yes, Saint Perrier iced cake flavored vodka.
Ooh.
I need it for a lie before I leave. I'm going to fill this with Smirnoff iced cake flavored vodka with some water. I'm going to water. This absolute vodka, though. Oh, my God. This shit is 95%. Ooh. 80% proof. 40% alcohol.
Wow.
And it's imported straight out of Sweden. It's called Absolute Hibiscus. County of Sweden.
I didn't know the Swedish made vodka.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. County of Sweden vodka with hibiscus and pomegranate flavor.
So they like the they like the potato juice, huh?
That blast type of alcohol, you know what I mean? Like that.
A potato juice. Like that potato. You know, honestly, I fuck with vodka. I'm not gonna lie. That was the first alcohol I ever had. Vodka. Tito's. And
honestly, though, like, it doesn't, like, I honestly quit drinking alcohol like that. But this, it's not that bad. Like, it's really not. Like, you know how, like, alcohol can, like, burn your nostrils type shit?
Oh, yeah.
This does not whatsoever. Huh? It only burns your nose hairs if you're not a man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's...
It's fire.
Alcohol burns your nose, you're not a human. You don't know how to drink if it burns.
This bottle
That's why, dude, I hate it. Every time we were out and they kept asking me if I wanted a chaser, I was like, bro, I don't need a chaser.
I'm a grown-ass man. Like,
I don't want a chaser. Ass man. I can hear you pouring that.
Facts on my mother. Like, honestly, yes, I don't know my limits. Like, I just drink. You know what I mean?
You're just learning your limits.
Huh?
You learn as you go.
Damn near. I mean, honestly, like, I've been an alcoholic since, what am I, 24? I've been, like, an official alcoholic since I was, like, 19, 20. But I've been drinking since I was, like, 14, 15. Yeah, you know I mean? But, like...
Okay.
You could ask a lot of people.
What's wrong with that? You know, you start at your own pace.
Honestly, like, this is why I don't drink actual alcohol, because I don't know my limits. But I do know that after, like, 2 gallons, I'm like, okay, bitch, like, be cool. And this is my second bottle... that's been fucking aged for about 8 years, maybe 10 years, fucking in one night. And I'm a grown-ass man about it. You know what I mean?
Of course. You gotta be that. Because if you ain't that, you ain't nothing.
Oh, my mother. R.I.P. my mother.
Right. I want everybody listening, whoever's listening to this podcast, whoever listens to this, I want you to know the two people on here are the most intelligent people I guarantee you will hear for a long time speak. Period.
Honestly, though.
Intellectually crazy.
Honestly, though, everybody. Joshua and RIP, my brother Joshua, and this young man
RIP.
Who I have here on my podcast, The Overgrown Peach. I will not say his actual government name just for safety purposes, but these two boys, my men, my brothers, my niggas, I don't give a fuck. I ain't black, but like, you know what I'm saying? I'm from East Oakland, so who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? My niggas out here, they are the smartest, the most observant, the most ignorant, the most fucking caring, the most passionate human beings I have ever met. You know what I'm saying? Including Amen. Over Ganja Amen. Clouds. I don't give a fuck what Ganja Clouds is talking about or what anybody's talking about. These two men have, I don't know how to say this so, I don't know how to say the word surrendering or so willingly. Yes, the word willingly. They have
it's on a different lot. Level.
They have taught me a lot. These people. They have shown me a lot. They have slapped me in the face type shit and made me realize a lot. They made me understand that, you know, no matter how many times a motherfucker think they've been around the block, you ain't really been around the block. You know what I'm saying? Joshua taught me a lot. He loved me a lot. You respect me a lot, and I vice versa. Now, Alex. Yes,
I can say the same thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
This Alex. Is just a start. You and I meeting is just a start of a whole other chapter. Here, I want to pause you real quick before you continue your thought. You ever played the game Left 4 Dead?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, in the first one, Josh was obsessed with that game, man. He was obsessed.
Left 4 Dead Riptide, right?
No, Left 4 Dead, the zombie game. There's only two Left 4 Deads. I don't know. It is an old game by Valve. Super old.
Okay.
Josh used to play this game a lot. And he always wanted me to play with him.
The one where you're on an island and you're like running around in a car and hell to shit, correct?
Nah. It's a little different.
Is it not like Far Cry?
No.
Huh.
No, it's an older zombie. It's like a zombie game. It's got like a campaign to it and stuff.
Oh, Left 4 Dead. Oh, shit. Where there's four of you.
Yes. So.
Yes. And my there's point a witch to this, that you have to kill and everything.
Yeah, there's a witch. There's a tank. Yes. You got different enemies.
Yes.
But my point to this
believe,
is.
I cannot believe I forgot about the game. So
The first game, you have four characters. One of them, at the end of the game, dies.
Correct.
Now, if we look at that timeline and we compare to our timeline, us four, you, me, Ganja Clouds, and Rampant Joker, we are this second game. In the second game, you have to go on without the guy, without the leader from the first game. He was the leader. He's the one who read you. He led you
the
through.
The only Joshua.
Yes, he's the one who led us through this game of his, and he has now opened chapter 2 for us, aka the sequel to Left 4 Dead 2, or Left 4 Dead 1, which is basically what I compare this to, is this is just chapter 2. This is what he wanted. This is chapter 2. He wants the game to go on. He don't want there to be an end game.
Right. I don't either.
No. There's an end game means you've lost your own wits. You've lost your own self.
I mean, honestly, though, like, low-key, not to be, like, so depressing, I've been losing hope in self. I've been losing motivation and willingness to continue forward, regardless of who has left us to continue that story. I'm like... in such a dark area that I'm like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
But yeah, of course. I understand. You know what happens.
I just had like an
opinion. It happens.
From what you said. You know what I mean?
Yes, but like I say, the more negative you think, the more that factor becomes real.
Reality. Correct.
The more you think negatively, the more that negativeness becomes a real factor in your life.
Right.
the therapist. I'm not some sort of TED Talk. I'm just a 20-year-old average kid sitting at home making steak and eggs at 29 p.m. on a podcast talking to people who I don't even know. You don't even know who could be listening. Honestly, right, and that's facts. The point.
Honestly,
and I'm not here to preach. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm telling you that there's levels in this world, and sometimes you have to follow the path. But most of it is creating your own path. And if you can't create your own path, then what's the point? So create your own path. Be happy with who you are. Do what you need to do to make everybody else around you happy. Make everything else real positive.
Real quick, are you still recording?
Am I still recording?
Yeah, like, can you see if you're still recording?
Yeah.
How long, how many it's minutes?
12 minutes and 33 seconds.
Huh?
We're at 12 minutes. Okay. About a hit. 13.
Started on me.
Yeah. 12:47. That's still going.
Are you still going? Hello?
All right.
Yes.
There we go.
So, unfortunately, the last fucking, I don't know, like 20, 15 minutes were not recorded. But, anyways, I was actually listening to the last podcast that we were leaving off on before I actually got a phone call from Ganja Clouds. And we were talking about the fucking fruit flies in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And about how there can be about 2,000 of them in a colony in about 3 to 4 days type shit. And in Texas, they're very severe and serious. But anyways, end of story. That's it. So fucking
fruit flies, man.
Who is this
Oh, who is this guy that fucking interrupted our 20 to 30 minute fucking awesome podcast that was trying to play video games with you?
His name is Chetsky.
Fucking piece of shit. Fuck you, Chetsky. Yeah, dude,
I met him. He fucking calls me. Whenever he sees me online, he calls me. I'm like, bro, don't call me. Like, don't call me. Just if you want a game with me, message me. And you know I will tell you what I'm doing. Invite you know? Don't call me.
Yeah.
like, bro, don't call me.
Unless you're like,
you don't know if I'm asleep. You don't know what I'm doing.
Rampant fucking whoever or fucking rampant the janitor. Joker. Rampant Joker. Don't fucking call us, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you so basically everybody but us four. Don't fucking call us. I don't want to see your text message. Leave me alone.
Except for Zach RF and fucking Jalen. You know what I'm saying? Besides those two pieces of shits, course. Don't call us. And I love those two pieces of shit. See what I'm saying? So
I do too.
Shout out Zach RF. Shout out Jalen. You know what I'm saying? Them is my boys. Anybody come fuck with them, it's over. You know what I'm saying?
You know, honestly, what's been on my mind?
What's going on?
You know Jordan Evans?
Yeah, Evans. Yeah, of course. That's my nigga. It's my guy.
How's he been doing? How's he been doing ever since?
Nah. Honestly, he hasn't been so tapped in with the kid. I mean, I talked to him. I don't really know if he's comfortable about me talking about him, you know, so recently. But he's been, I mean, he's been all right.
Yeah. You know, I know.
He's been working pretty tough, so that's good. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. That keeps your mind off you.
Yeah, when I come down there, we definitely got to keep in touch with him, you know what I mean? Because,
We used to go to his house all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's
a fact. Till like 2 a.m.
That's a fact. Me, Treehouse.
Always in his little garage. His little garage, bro.
Is Polly still alive?
Of course, Polly is happy and crazy.
Awesome. Polly, for those who don't know, is a beautiful curly haired fucking like poodle mixed runt who is just so pretty and just so happy and active. She will make your day no matter how pissed you are. You know what I'm saying? She's the shit. She is the shit, isn't it? I remember I used to come over to Jordan's house all the time. It would be Joshua, Ganja Clouds, fucking this fool Treehouse, unfortunately that piece of shit Nathan whatever anyways, and fucking a couple other homies that would always slide through. I can't think off the top of my head, and we would have to slide through fucking his side window on the side of his garage.
I remember that.
That was the times, bro. Fucking, we'd be in there like 30, 40 deep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and shout out to my boy Skittles Pod, you know what I'm saying? My boy out there in the fucking army, you know what I'm saying? Anybody come fuck with him, you gotta come fuck with me. But in all reality, you can't fuck with him because he gonna beat your ass and shoot you. Facts. But anyways, shout out to my boy Skittles, you know what I'm saying? He out here getting his life straight, you know what I'm saying?
That's fact. He's doing good. I didn't realize he went to the army till you guys told me. I was like, damn, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. I actually ended up selling him some undisclosed whatever. It doesn't matter because, you know what I'm saying? So it don't matter. I sold him some pencils. So anyways, when I sold him these pencils, he was like, yeah, bro, like, this is the last time I'm finna buy these pencils off you because I'm going to the fucking military army thing. And I was like, bro, what? He was like, yeah, in like 3-4 months, I'm out of here. I was like, right on. And he actually went. He actually went, bro. And I'm very proud of him, honestly, because
He was buying so much and so many passes off me. I didn't ever think he was gonna get his life straight, but he did. He really did. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it takes that one last step. That's all it takes is a step.
He finally got his shit straight, and I'm really proud of him. You know what I'm saying? And I actually know a couple of different people who, out of nowhere, from Castro Valley Skate Park, just fucking decided to fix their lives. And it's worked out for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I have no regrets about them doing what they have to do. As sad as I am, you know what I mean? They did what they needed to do for themselves and their own well-being.
That's why I can only be happy that my buddy Lucas is going into the army. I don't want him to, but I know that he's going to do the right thing to fix himself and get himself on the right path.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
At the end of the day, it's about him.
A friend like you in his life, he definitely doesn't have any room for error type shit. You know what I mean?
No. He had too much error in his life where he needed to take the right turn rather than continue going straight.
Right.
He was on a bad path, and you know, sometimes it corrupts you, but...
Is he a ginger?
No.
He doesn't have a dog named Nina and a girlfriend named Nina, or an ex?
No.
Do you remember getting that text while you were with Gonta?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It was the other day. I actually texted Ganja because I was with somebody who actually knew Lucas, or a Lucas. And I was like, I was like, is it the same? And then I texted Ganja and she never replied. So I was like, fuck it. I mean, and I just figured I might have known him, but I don't know. Who cares? Anyways, though, shout out to my boy Lucas, even though I never met him, you know what I'm saying? Fucking more power to you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be all right. Unfortunately, this year has been canceled. This year has been hard and difficult, but you know what I'm saying? My boy Lucas out here, he got it. And if anybody want to talk some shit, they're going to have to talk some shit to me first, and I promise you they don't want that funk. So.
No. Speaking of, fucking Ganja's literally right outside my house.
Oh, is she? Okay. Well, I mean, it's up. If we want to end it now, you know what I'm saying? We can, but if not, we can keep it going. But it's up to you. I really don't care.
Let me hop in her car. Let me see. You know what?
Let's just pick it up tomorrow.
Let's pick it up tomorrow because I don't have a hotspot. I don't think she has a hotspot either, but. It's late for you, you know, get your rest.
It is 1:44. I'm actually about to call somebody else.
Good. It's good. See? There you go. Perfect timing, you know?
It's good. Fucking, do you have anything to say to anybody before you leave? Like, where they can find you at?
If you guys want to find my podcast, you're going to go to anchor.fm/PGTPie. That is my anchor URL, and you will find me there, and you will be able to hear my podcast on there. My Instagram is peachy_r32. And for everybody who's listening, remember, no one hates you, everyone loves you. Keep your head on straight. Keep your shoulders high. Keep your eyes to the sky and stay on the right path.
Facts. I like that. I really like that extra. So you heard it here first, folks. Overgrown Peach and the Janitor. You know what I'm saying? We love you. We see you. You do not go unappreciated. This has been another episode with the Janitor. So stay tuned in, stay tapped in, and please stay blessed up. Over and out.